launching into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, and you can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian Engard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls we go. And then coming up, Guard, I want you to dig in a little bit further into a conversation, an extended conversation you've been having with one particular lady about various different government policies and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so I want to get to that. But let's go to these calls. People have been waiting very patiently. Starting with Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I've been getting a lot of emails over at the Ridley Report. People, they want me to cover a specific story. Can you do a story about this or that? And usually it's like some national thing. I don't have any video for it. I just wanted to give a couple pointers as to how to get your story on the Ridley Report. And if you do that, in the process, you'll get better at making your own stories and maybe getting your stories in the mainstream press.
Okay, how can you do it?
There are two things I wish people would do when they have a story idea. Go out and do a protest. If you got a problem with something, go protest it. It's something you can do. Get video of it. Send me the video. Then I'll cover it.
Right, then you have a reason. Then it's easy for you because you don't have to cobble something together to put in front of viewers. Now, Dave Ridley is the man behind Ridley Report, and it's a great, I consider it a window into the world of the activism, the liberty movement up here in New Hampshire. But you do occasionally cover things that are happening outside of the activist movement, and so that's what you're saying. You're saying if there's something worth happening, get out there, cover it yourself, put up your own YouTube channel, put up your own video, and then give you a heads up. Up to it.
If you don't like the news, go make some. One example of how this worked out really well is there was a guy in Fort Worth, Texas, who's a free skater, and he went and did some FIDJA activism outside the Tarrant County Courthouse. And well,
that's the Fully Informed Jury Association, informing people that they have the right to say not guilty based on their feelings about the law, not what the judge says.
Right. So he's out there, and a prosecutor came up and started debating with him. So he just got video of it, sent it to me. Bang, he's on the Ridley Report. It doesn't matter. I mean, if something that good, it don't care if it's not in New Hampshire, especially if it's a free stater.
Oh, that's a great point. I think Dave, also that we were talking about the protests on the mall in Washington, David. I think there's an energy and there's a synergy. I hate to use the word synergy because it seems so ridiculous to use sometimes. You know, all the highfalutin people. There's a synergy
word.
Out there.
There could be a synergy.
There's something that is happening with a lot of people right now, and I just don't want it to shut off. I want people to remain energized. So I think the more people get out there and protest, the more they'll see that people are protesting. It's a snowball effect. I kind of like it. I like it.
And any one person can do this. All you got to do, if you don't like something, just take a camera to the place where it's happening, take a cheap sign, you know, and get a picture of yourself with a friend. Even if no one else shows up, it's something, it's more than nothing.
Dave, I'm wondering, this guy who did the FIDJA, the outreach there in Texas, was he wearing a Chewbacca outfit?
No Chewbacca outfit.
Well, that's, Mark, you're referencing something that Dave innovated. He had done some Fully Informed Jury Association activism as Chewbacca. He actually has
one of the Rebel Alliance.
Right, a very professional chewy outfit.
It is a very good chewy outfit.
And it's a great way to get attention. In fact, Dave, I believe you're actually renting that costume out to people if they want to use it.
Correct.
So RidleyReport.com, that's where people can go to see what you do to get some ideas for maybe how to do some of this themselves. But, you know, Dave, it's a whole lot easier to just complain than to get out there and do something.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't thought about that. If it's easier, then definitely don't. Just continue complaining.
Yeah, I mean, why go out and do something when you could just call your representative? I mean, they'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, that's pretty useless.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, 800-259-9231. We go to, I believe we have Keith in Connecticut on the amp line. Hello, Keith.
Good evening.
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I received one of those nasty invoices from the gang. gang of marauders, I believe you described, except this one was in the federal government. This was the state of Connecticut.
Oh, dear.
They have decided that over the summer, I apparently did not follow the rules on auto insurance. Now, to give some perspective here, I recently went on deployment for the U.S. Navy. So during that time, I stored my vehicle in my garage on my property. Then I contacted my insurance company, told them, hey, I don't really need this insured. It won't be driven on public roads, so it meets the minimum requirements for Connecticut law. Let's go ahead and put it on the minimums.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. But someone at the insurance company messed up and allowed the letter that automatically goes to the DMV to go out and tell them that I had a lapse in liability coverage. Now, the insurance company has since contacted the Connecticut DMV several times. But nonetheless, here in a week, they're going to go ahead and suspend my registration, on the vehicle anyway. However, they did send me two nice letters. If I send them $200, they will make it all go away.
You know, they're all about service. I mean, they're just trying to help you out.
Certainly. Well, speaking of service, I can't
$200? Go ahead.
I actually cannot contact the representative. They no longer receive phone calls or in-person transactions.
Wait. Point of information. You said the representative. You mean the representative for the DMV or the state representative?
Correct. The DMV.
Gotcha. So they won't allow you to actually go to the DMV in person?
Correct. I'm literally reading off their website. I cannot go there in person. I must send them a letter. And then the letter, they can decide whether that letter is sufficient to resolve the problem. And I need to send it at least 2 weeks in advance, else I will no longer be permitted to operate my motor vehicle.
Oh, my God. Well, I can tell you the letter will be sufficient if it's included with a $200 check.
Correct. Literally, the thing actually reads, you're also agreeing not to ever contest this.
Wow.
You are waiving.
By paying it or by sending a letter?
By signing the letter that the request for the $200, the bribery request.
Mm-hmm.
Actually reads on the bottom as a consent agreement that goes along with the $200. The respondent, without the admission of wrongdoing of any nature, whether criminal or civil, does not desire to contest the matter and agrees to waive the right to seek a judicial review of the agreement.
Wow. Now, that's what you would have to sign if you were paying it, right?
Right. I'm not paying it. Right. I absolutely refuse.
So how will you – are you going to let the insurance company continue to handle this, or are you going to get in touch with an attorney?
Because you can only do it the last 2 months, my insurance company has been handling this. Mostly I've now just – I called them today and said, hey, send me all the evidence I'm going to need if this comes to court because I'm not going to pay the fine, and apparently they're not listening to you. So – and then at that point, I thought I could just call. I only found out today that I can't actually contact a person without a letter. I have to use their postal system and pay them a stamp in order to resolve this.
Well, you might be able to drive down and hand it to them, but that might be a little more costly to your time. I've done that before. I've hand-delivered things.
It says on their website, I am prohibited from... there is no representatives at the DMV dealing with this currently, so isn't that kind of breaking one of their rules?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, there's somebody there, right? Obviously, they're processing people and taking their money. So what they mean is there's no one that's going to talk to you about it. Like, you could probably go down there and give them a check, and they would, you know, take care of it for you. I would think they would do that because they want your money.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to go in a friendly.
They might be able to bend the rules like that, but it literally reads, there are no persons, no in-person transactions conducted at any office of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Oh, transactions? Wow.
No transactions regarding license or registration suspension.
They probably got tired of getting threatened with guns.
Then you're right. You couldn't do that.
Send them a singing telegram. See how that goes.
Do they still have those?
Yo, sure. You can always get a singing telegram.
Wow.
That's great.
It's not very official. You know, it's just somebody going out and singing.
I know, but I've never actually seen it happen in real life, and I didn't know they still offered such a service.
Yeah, it might be worth testing out, you know, just stopping by and say, oh, you know, I was just passing through the area, and I just wanted to sort of try to clear this up. Seems like there's something was dropped. Here's some of the documentation here, and if I can get this handled, then see if they say, I'm sorry, we cannot handle
a human
transaction.
Of course they will. Yeah, and they will say it just like that in a very very robotic voice. But you should do, I like Gardner's suggestion, but make sure you bring a video camera
yes.
if you're going to do something like that. Bring a friend as well to record it. That way you don't have to think about recording and what you're going to say and that sort of thing. And if you've got more, hang on. There may be more to your story. More in moments. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live. Because he's not going to pay this. What's going to happen? This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That again, 1-800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Garrett.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Go to BigHeadPress.com and enjoy the comics that they have over there all for free. The two that are going on right now are Escape from Terra, which is an on-running serial that I have really enjoyed, and a brand new one called Phoebus Crumb, which is starting out to be very interesting, quite titillating. There's also several other completed series there, so you can read them start to finish. I find them to be all very well written, thoughtful comics, and I think you'll enjoy them too. Go to BigHeadPress.com. They are free for the try-in, and then if you really like them, you can order the comic books. BigHeadPress.com.
So we're going back to Keith. He is in Connecticut. Keith, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were telling us that there was a screw-up that basically resulted in the Department of Motor Vehicles down there in Connecticut revoking your driving privileges. Is that accurate to say, or was it the registration on the car?
It's currently just the registration, but I'm not permitted to operate said vehicle, and I don't plan on buying another one just to facilitate my ability to travel to work.
Now, what is said vehicle? Can you tell us?
It's just a Nissan truck.
Okay. I mean, is it new? Is it old? Is it...
It's a used vehicle. I picked it up off of a used lot for $3,000.
So when they steal it from you, then it won't be the end of the world. Like, you know, you didn't pay a lot of money.
I'll be really aggravated because they're aggressing against me directly instead of just asking for me to give them things.
Mm. But you know, it's important to go into something like this where you aren't going to pay the $200 extraction that they're demanding from you in order to set everything straight. Sure, it was just a paperwork snafu, but hey, it's going to cost you, Keith, to make this right. So they're going to try to extract money from you. You're not going to pay it, which means that this may come to an impasse, and you're going to keep driving your truck around, which means that eventually somebody's going to flip on their blue and reds, pull you over, and you may end up going to the pokey for a night.
I believe it. We've actually been discussing that with my girlfriend because, moreover, if I try not to pay it and that does come to an issue, I am a bureaucrat myself, and they will force me to pay it by just garnishing wages almost immediately because I'm in the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
So I really don't have a full option of civil disobedience here anyway because I'm kind of, as long as I continue complying with showing up to work as a sailor, I'm obedient in one fashion anyway.
Yeah, but to your credit, though, being in the military can mean you can pull out the "this is how you treat a veteran" card.
You can pull that one out. I'm serving and I'm killing people in foreign countries for you people.
I was defending America.
I'm killing little brown men to keep you free so you can give out tickets to God-loving veterans like me.
Oh, man.
Wow. I have considered showing up at... I was really hoping to get a court date so I could show up in uniform and apologize for being on a deployment that they wanted me on.
Oh,
that's great.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, will you keep us in the loop here and let us know what happens as this develops, as it inevitably will?
All right, that sounds great. You guys have a great night.
Can I ask you a quick question, man?
Sure.
A quick question? Okay. I often listen to these talk shows where the hosts are on there, and they're sort of these neocon. They call themselves independent. I think of Jay Severin as a perfect example and others who are out there. And whether they say you're a great American or whatever, the minute they say they find out that someone is a veteran, they always
say... Thank you for your service.
Exactly. Or they find out someone's related, thank you for your family's sacrifice for our nation, for our country. What is your opinion when you hear that? Does it just, not really... Is it just a nice thing you say, oh, well, thanks a lot? Or does it ever strike you in a different way? I'd be fascinated to find out about that.
I started out at first. I started out as a conservative. I've since moved past that. But initially, I would just say thanks. I'd be kind of... It was kind of awkward, but now I've responded with, I'm sorry for wasting your money, because clearly that's all I've accomplished. We have a $3 billion warship that I help run and help take all over the oceans and go give happy senators a ride so they can go, I was on a submarine. So mostly I just respond with that. It normally makes it even more awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of gaping looks do you get from people after you say that back to them?
It depends. It varies, but mostly they just change the subject really fast.
Wow.
Because that,
I haven't had. I've only done it a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, they think it's that. Well, it's because they think it's right. They think it's safe. You know, they think that's a safe thing to say. It's like saying Happy Holidays or something like that to people. Yeah. They think that, well, if it's a, someone who's in the military, they'll appreciate being appreciated. So they just spew that out, whether they mean it or not. I'm sure they do. But
I'm sure they do.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate this.
Before you go on, okay,
everybody has questions.
I wanted one too.
Why don't you just say thank you when you're done?
Do you get Class A blues or whatever that they give those to you? Do you have to buy Class A blues in order to?
Well, they give you the money for them, and then you buy them from them. So I guess it's an accounting snafu, but yes, they do give it to us.
Okay, good. I'm sure glad that they give you the money to buy them from them.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Is the idea that why do they do that?
I don't know. It's actually the same reason why they give us pay and then take taxes back out of it, even though the entire thing comes out of tax dollars. So really, they're wasting extra time and money and accountants, man hours to accomplish that little, I guess, just indoctrination that, hey, you're still a taxpayer.
Got it.
There you go. Yeah. Anything else, gents?
On the statement with the reaction of people, I guess they don't really understand that there are many of us in the military who feel that the oath that we took for the Constitution and just in general that we're defending the domestic presence here in the country, I guess they assume automatically that by being in the military, we believe in what the military is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think many of us have fallen into the trap of jumping in all gung-ho at 18 and jumping out of high school and then finding out a year later that, oops, what did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it took me a heck of a lot longer than 19 years old to figure out that the federal government was about killing people and stealing money as opposed to, really doing anything good for us.
Keith, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call and keep us in the loop on the driver situation. I appreciate the time tonight at 800-259-9231.
I wish I'd have found that out by 29, as a matter of fact.
It's just another groupthink example of why it is that people, whenever they see somebody in the military who are of that mindset, they just presume that, well, military members must be on board with bombing people. No, a lot of people got into the military because it was free college. You know, they didn't necessarily want to get in so they could kill people and get away with
it. And
them.
Even so, once they did get in, they changed their minds about what their experience was like.
Yep. So it's just another example of how people place other folks into groups and they just conveniently leave them there because it's easier for them. They don't have to think independently. They don't have to, you know, find out if this person is an individual or what they really think. And then when they actually do find out, when someone like Keith comes back with a snappy retort to the thank you for your service cliche, then they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
It's so world shaking to them. So unusual and iconoclastic.
Not to mention, if the military was so gosh darn great, why would there be far, far, far more people who have left it than the ones that stayed?
Toll-free number. Great question. I've never heard that one asked before. 800-259-9231. You should hold that question for one of those, what? Military, da-da-da! Those guys that call in, you know, World War II!
What their response is, I've asked them on the air, what their response is that they did their service. They felt obligated to do their level of service. They did their service, and now they're out.
More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Via the toll-free number here on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. We are inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, and a webcam as well, over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FriendSight provides just such training without any military boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes.
There you go.
Sorry. Secure a FriendSight defensive handgun course today. You'll get a 30-state concealed weapons permit and a free handgun. Go to FriendSight.com today.
That's all right, we continue with your phone calls and go to Frank, listening to WCER in Canton.
Go Navy. Hey, fellas, could you get Barry Sotero to turn on the water out in the West Coast for the farmers out there?
Who?
Second of all, could you get, when they raise the Chinese flag on the White House lawn, could you get them to put a Mexican flag underneath that and pull down the American flag?
How about instead of the flag stuff, we just set them all on fire?
Yeah.
I mean, including the American flag. All of them. Set them all on fire.
I fought for that American flag, too.
You fought
Vietnam
for
tours, sir.
You did? You fought for a flag?
Yes, I did.
Why would you
do that? Flag.
One
nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for
what does
all.
That mean?
I was just going to ask you what the flag represents. That what it represents to you. And Ian asked, what does that mean to you? One nation under God, indivisible.
Undivided, sir.
So does that mean that, for example, if a state wanted to pull out because they were so dissatisfied, their representative body said, you know, we've had enough. You guys are really tyrannical. They would be allowed to leave or not to leave?
You are government property when you are in the service of the armed forces.
No. That wasn't the question. Can you rephrase the question?
I don't know if I'm making myself precise enough. I know exactly what you mean and the feelings that you have too. But functionally, I'm very interested. I'm inquisitive about this. Let's say there were a time when things were really getting bad under the federal government, and and a number of people in your state went to Representative Bond. And you said, you know what? We've had enough. We're getting out of here. We're done with your regulations. We're done with your taxes. We're done with all these things. Would you be on the side that would allow the state to leave so that the nation actually would be divisible?
I would be court-martialed and put in Leavenworth.
No, I don't mean you yourself, but I mean sentimentally.
Point of information here. Let me just interrupt. We're not talking about the military here. We're talking about your belief that the nation, so-called, should be indivisible. So keep military thoughts out of your answer. Gardner is asking you if the people, by popular vote or whatever, the representatives in one state say, we're leaving the union, we're seceding, we're declaring independence, we're out of here. Where would you stand on that personally as somebody who believes the nation should be indivisible? Would you support them being prevented from leaving the union, or would you support them being able to leave the union or something else entirely?
It depends on what ground. If it was on constitutional grounds, I would have to support that on the constitutional grounds. But if
so, then in that case, you don't mean for the nation to be indivisible.
I believe in states' rights, sir.
Okay. So you are
what about individual rights? Should I be able to secede myself? Because I own some property here in the U.S. of A. Should I be able to take that piece of property and write out a piece of paper and make it very? I'm going to use some really great calligraphy when I do it.
Some parchment?
Yeah, and some parchment. And can I then write out a Declaration of Independence for my little area there and
Edgeland?
Yeah, right.
Edgingtonia,
the free land of Edgeopia, and write it out. And should I be able to secede?
If you want to end up like Waco, yes.
Would you pick up a gun if they ordered you to and come in and shoot me and my family?
Like in Waco?
Absolutely not, sir.
You support what happened in Waco or do not?
No, what I'm saying, you'd end up like Waco.
Likely true.
So you're just predicting. You're not saying you support what happened.
No, sir. I think Janet Reno should have been investigated and put in prison.
Right.
So if you had the opportunity to sign up for these the wars where you went and defended my freedom, after Janet Reno did what she did, were you so disgusted that you wouldn't have gone and signed up?
I was heartbroken.
Yeah, I bet you were. I certainly was myself. So I'm kind of wondering here, were there perhaps things that happened in the United States prior to you signing up? You were just too young to really know what they were at the time that might have been, just as bad for freedom as the Waco thing. And, you wouldn't have understood the Waco thing the same way if you were 18 as if you were 48, And I'm just wondering if, maybe things happened prior to that and that the idea that the United States government really just picks on 18-year-old dumb young kids to fight their wars for them. You get where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir. Maybe I can explain that very briefly to you.
Sure.
I was out of high school. We had a war going on, and I thought it was about setting up a democratic republic and protecting Vietnamese people and their sovereignty of their country from communist China and the communist regime in Russia also, and to help them declare their independence from the communist regime. Also, at that time, there was a draft, and you had your choice of running up like Bill Clinton to Canada or going ahead and serving your country in the military, and I do believe that people should serve their country in
the
military.
Is it possible? See, what I hear from you on one hand, Frank, and it's kind of a little confusing for me. What I hear from you on one hand is you support the idea of declaring independence, even on a personal level, that you would be behind a state seceding or something like that. So I like that. But on the other hand, I hear a bunch of kind of common cliches that you hear that are very nationalistic sounding, that you are serving your country and defending the flag and a nation indivisible. When moments later we found out that you were willing to divide the nation if somebody wanted to secede. And so if you're serving your country, is it possible that instead of serving your country, which is kind of this nebulous concept that it's not really definable, is it possible that instead you were serving politicians?
What happened was they lied to us about the yep. Vietnam agenda. And I didn't find out until I went over there. And so it was all a farce and a lie.
I'm not blaming you for that.
It's not your fault. Right. I certainly wouldn't blame you for that. Do you think that that's true, maybe, perhaps, of every war in the last 60 years?
I can tell you that for sure about Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan for sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate
thank
the honesty.
You, and God bless.
Thank you for
thanks,
the time. 800-259-9231.
You know, it's got to be really hard for a guy like Frank who, you know, like he was running around there as one of the catcher's mitts for these really hard bullets that they
right.
that the military-industrial complex intends to put in your children if they can.
Yeah.
Because if you, you know, if you catch enough bodies with bullets, then you can sell things to do, you know, more things to put more holes in more bodies.
Right.
Perhaps body bags, tanks, you know, all the good stuff that the military-industrial complex supplies the war machine. And it's got to be really tough for a guy like Frank who... He, you know, he loves his country.
Yeah.
And
he thought it meant something.
Wants to do what's right, you know.
And what he was told was right.
Right. Well, he wants to do what's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when he gets there, he finds out, holy crap, these people lied to me.
Yep.
They played the national anthem at the baseball games. The tears rolled down my face. My hand was over my heart. You know, all the things that I, you know, learned to love about this country. And these people took that love and they used it against me. They've used it against all of us here in America. It's got to be really painful. I know I find it painful, and I wasn't out there dodging bullets.
That's really, it's so angering. The way you describe it and what you hear in his voice, and it almost takes my breath away. To
right,
think about that.
You know,
or watching your friends have their head blown off or something like that.
Yeah. I've got this article that I was saving for. I'm saving for a Saturday night. But you know, another one of these guys, Lance Corporal in the Vietnam War, and he describes brains as looking like strawberry frappe. I don't know what strawberry frappe looks like, but I can only imagine.
He does.
Right?
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. It's been described as, you know, poor kids from one country being told to kill poor kids in another country. And we're just human beings, that's all. Except the people that are directing these things, I don't know if they qualify as human. The people in charge, the politicians, those
guys. They're human,
guys.
It's just the worst part of humanity that you're seeing there.
More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Get interactive. We got the wiki. We got the bulletin board system. They're both ways that you can literally change our website. PBS allows you to interact with other people. The wiki allows you to edit virtually anything that you see. PBS.freetalklive.com and wiki.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about how you can get a free audiobook download from audiblepodcast.com. All you have to do is add a /FTL onto the end of that address, so audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and you'll be able to choose from over 60,000 titles in every genre. Audible has it covered. They're the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, so listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. But you get your free audiobook download by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL as we go to your calls about what you want. Arizona George is on the line in Arizona. Hello, George. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just wanted to talk about collectivism.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of interesting because a couple calls ago you were talking about how people like to put people into boxes and how you don't like to do that. But I was listening on Saturday, and you had a gentleman named Carlos Galindo on,
mm-hmm.
Who you have up on your website. You referred to him as a Latino talk show host.
Yes.
Is that kind of hypocritical?
Is that hypocritical? Well, he said he could be. He was comfortable being called that. So.
Well, isn't that what you're putting him as? A Latino? Are you a white talk show host?
Well, we are to Carlos. To be abundantly clear, if you're say in a foreign country, let's say Mexico, and then. You know, we're on his show or just the opposite. I think that, you know, white or American talk show host is probably it gives people a good idea.
He does a show in Spanish, I'd like to point out.
Have you ever tried to describe a black man without describing his color?
Sure.
You have? How'd that go for you?
Well, do you know if I'm black or white or Mexican?
I have a general idea. I'm only guessing, though.
Okay.
But
well,
that doesn't answer my question to you, sir. Have you ever tried to describe a black man to a white person without saying, you know, that he's black?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, because it's going to go poorly. Okay, he's got curly hair, and he's about 6'4", you know, and brown eyes. His hair's black. He's his complexion is, you know, perhaps like more melanin. Yeah, he's darker than.
I don't understand what that has to do with, like, describing him as a Latino talk show host, because he's just talking on the radio, right?
He's speaking Spanish on the radio. So
okay.
That's kind of one of the things that differentiates
him. It's a term of art within the industry, is what you might be saying.
It's just kind of funny because, like, if someone were to call in and, like, talk about, you know, any other ethnic group, you guys would pretend, like, you don't put people into collectivist groups or boxes. Like, if someone were to call in.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I am not saying that I've never said someone's black or someone is Hispanic. When we normally focus on that is when somebody like Scott the Bigot, who was on the line, and we, you know, would have gotten to him eventually. But Scott the Bigot comes on and talks about how he hates people that he believes are all the same in a certain group. He paints them all with the same brush. Saying someone is Latino isn't painting them in any sort of positive or negative fashion.
Saying someone is black is different than saying black people don't like to work. Do you understand?
No, that doesn't go to what I'm talking about. Is that you're... When the guy called, when you started the interview, I think it was Ian said, and I'm quoting here, I don't want to offend you. What's the correct term to call you? As if the issues you were talking about, as far as people's civil rights or people's individual rights, have a color or a ethnic identity.
No, that didn't have anything to do with the issues. It has to do with I was being sensitive toward the fact that some people are sensitive to certain terminology, and I didn't know what was appropriate for this. I mean, I've asked black people in the past, do you want to be called African American? Do you want to be called black? And they said black is fine. So that's what I went with.
It wasn't appropriate to the issues at hand, because it was an interesting audio tape that you played or videotape that you played that we listened to. But by obsessively going over the fact that he's Latino and
it's a racial issue, dude.
At the end of it, it wasn't a racial issue.
Yes, those people are targeted because they're Latino.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That's what he was telling us.
That was the crux of it.
Well, you know what? I live in Maricopa County. I'm not a Joe Arpaio supporter, but I am aware that there are people that are, you know, whatever, singled out because of their ethnic identity. This was a shakedown of a business at a flea market.
A 100% Latino flea market, you know, or just about.
Do you know it was 100% Latino?
Do you know otherwise?
I've been there.
Okay, that doesn't answer the question.
It's a primarily Latino area, a primarily Latino flea market.
You just said it was 100%.
Mark was reaching on that one. Mark was reaching. Obviously, he's never been there, so he can't.
For God's sake, does the percentage have a 9 in front of it, dude? Don't be a jerk.
You guys reached so much in that interview. Like when you said that the sweep was a 10-mile radius.
No, he said that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, no, he said they came out with a press release and they admitted that.
A 10-mile radius? Like,
that's big.
Do you realize how much area that covers, 10 miles
radius? Do you want us to send out the Free Talk Live helicopter to check out his story?
Well, I just think it's ridiculous.
You seem to be awfully confrontational on this. What's your issue?
And another thing is, like, he said that people in that city were being fed gruel.
Yeah. I said that, sir.
That's not true.
I said that, and he can
sorry. There's a freaking press release on it. Joe Arpaio says it's
true.
Have
you been in Tent City, sir? Can you speak from experience?
No, I know people have been in Tent City.
Have you been in Tent City?
I know that they don't eat gruel.
What do they eat?
They eat bologna sandwiches.
Is the bologna green?
I don't know. I haven't eaten it. But they don't.
Thanks for the call. Goodbye.
They don't eat it.
Goodbye. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know who you've known. Maybe you did know somebody that was in Tent City. But, you know, judging by how confrontational you're being, I don't trust a word that you say. I mean, you're calling us out on the carpet for using the term Latino to describe someone?
Latino people?
Yeah. It's exactly like you said, Mark. We are not using it in a derogatory fashion. We're not saying all Latinos are
blank. Well, we're saying all Latinos are Latino.
And I get the sense you were trying to ease into the conversation, getting information from this guy on hand in this area who represents a certain culture.
Yeah.
And there was a problem.
So there you go. It's making your guests show that you appreciate them and that you appreciate them enough to be concerned over how to best address them and how to best talk about them.
I mean, I don't want to talk about somebody's race either. I want so much for race to disappear.
I do.
I don't think it's a valid issue for anything except for people that are making judgments on other people's race. I mean, what are you supposed to do when the cops appear to be looking at people based on their color and deciding whether or not they can defend themselves?
And really, the point that he seemed to be trying to make was that on the one hand, he thought that you didn't like people being put into boxes, and then on the other hand, he thought, the impression that he got was that you were putting this particular guest into a certain type of box. And as we said, you were easing into
the
conversation.
Even when we explained it, he continued to be confrontational and continued to...
It sort of unraveled a little bit. It got off course a little bit, but, you know...
I don't want it to have been an issue. Yeah. I don't want Carlos to his race to have been an issue, his ethnicity to have been an issue.
However, you guys were talking to him because it was an issue because of what happened to those people.
I would have talked to him if he'd been in a different situation and hadn't been Latino, and it had been the same thing that happened. But in this particular case, we do know that this Arpaio character is a sicko, and he is absolutely
targeting
people.
He likes to go after illegals. How do you find illegals? Well, and you don't go around by looking for blonde people and expecting them to be Belgian, okay?
Right,
you find Mexicans, and then you decide which ones you cull between them, which ones are legal and illegal.
By the way,
I mean, isn't that obvious racism?
As you pointed out, Mark, and he completely dismissed, Arpaio himself admitted they feed gruel to these prisoners. He brags about how, well, it's completely nutritionally complete, this gruel, but he admits that it's gruel. And they've had reports of bologna that is green because they're prisoners, and Arpaio doesn't treat them like human beings. He treats them like cattle, like dogs. And we've read stories from people who've been in Tent City, a man who secreted notes while he was in there and managed to sneak them out of Tent City. We read his stories on the air, and they're horrific. It's absolutely horrible how these people are treated. I mean, even if they weren't feeding them gruel, keeping men and women outside in the heat in Phoenix, Arizona, that's torturous. Hour 3's coming up.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.